Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks Podcast. This is Season 2, Episode 20, and I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
Dave, I'm doing really well this morning. I'm glad to be home after 8 days in Las Vegas, so I'm doing great.
I partaked in part of your trip. It was a lot of fun, and it stunk to have to come back to Chicago, and then, of course, to deal with 10 inches of snow this morning. it adds to that. But yeah, you were lucky you got out, because that was that storm timed perfectly for you. So I'm glad you're home. And
thanks. Yeah.
And we'll have at least I was worried we weren't going to be able to go to trackside today. So I guess we're going to be able to do that. So
yes. Unless they don't open the facility.
Yeah, we got to find out. We probably should call first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make sure.
I'll leave that in your hands as I shovel my way out of the snow here this morning.
I got to do the same. So,
yeah.
Okay. I hope everybody enjoyed the Horse Nuggets episode last week. I had a lot of fun editing it, and I had a lot of fun putting it together and listening back some of the great discussions we have. You do have another Nuggets coming up today, which I'm happy about. What did you think? I think we didn't get any too many comments about it, but looks like the reception was pretty good. We had some downloads, so what did you think of that?
Yeah, Dave, I thought it was great, and actually, in many ways, it out downloaded some of our handicapping episodes. So you know, I think there was interest there, and actually, one of our followers sent us an email, which was the reason for me doing a Horse Nugget segment today. So, I'm interested to hear from the people that listen to this podcast, whether they'd like us to do more of those or not.
We want to hear from you. And you know, the email address, questions@offthechartshorseracing.com, or you can tweet it out to us. But yeah, please let us know. We'd like to hear about that, because, if you want to hear it again, we'll do it because there are some others that are out there we'll put together. So let us know. Good to hear Victor Espinoza's out on the track again. I know after his spill last year at Santa Anita, and they're shooting for him to actually go out and race in the end of this month or maybe next month. Huh?
Yeah, I saw a little bit of that on Twitter, and I'm a fan.
Me too.
He's one. Won a lot of big races,
and certainly
he has my interest from a handicapping standpoint for sure. So yeah, that was good to hear.
Then the Pegasus World Cup, that's one of the big races of this year. $9 million. So we'll be, of course, handicapping that in a couple weeks.
Actually, Dave, I don't think it's a couple weeks.
It's 2 weeks.
This Saturday.
Is it a week from today?
Isn't it the 26th?
Oh yeah, you're right. It's a week from today. Okay. So then maybe this is good topical information here.
Yeah.
One of the horses that may not be racing in an article I found in Horse Racing Nation is McKenzie. Mike Smith saying that the goal is to go out to the Dubai World Cup instead of the Pegasus, which I found interesting.
Yeah. I saw on Twitter yesterday, it looked like Baffert said McKenzie's out for the Pegasus. So, which is fine. That was a really nice effort and win the last time. Out for McKenzie, but I'm sure it'll be a really good competitive field, and it's one of those days I'm going to look forward to handicapping the races.
Yeah,
so.
I think we're all looking forward to it. The Pegasus is quite a race, and we're looking forward to it. So let's get things started here, and make sure you're visiting our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. At the top of the page, you'll find all the ways of listening to us. Links are up there. We have all your bases covered. Be sure you join our Facebook group. The link's up there as well, and we're posting things out there as well. And if you want to ask your Amazon Echo to listen to us, you can ask her or him. Echo can play Off the Charts or Horse Racing on TuneIn.
We're about diversity on this podcast, Dave.
Yes, we are. So you can listen over on your Amazon Echo, which is awesome. Be sure you follow us on Twitter, of course, at Off the Charts HR, and it paid off because last week we didn't have any picks, but we did because Steve tweeted them out. So you got to make sure you're following us to be able to get that information, because he might post some other lately changes or maybe even other picks that he finds. We ask also, if you don't mind, we would love to have you donate to us on our Patreon page. Our Patreon page is at patreon.com/offthechartshorseracing. Helps us keep the lights on if you so choose. We'd love to have you donate to us, please, and appreciate that. We'll review last week's results, which, of course, were the tweet results. And then this week, we do have a horse nug segment, which I'm so excited about. You're going to talk about layoffs. Yeah, that's a good topic to talk about, because a lot of times horses are on long, long layoffs. You always kind of question why that is the reason. So that's going to be a good topic here. And then you got four stakes races this today for Gulfstream Park's card, which is today as we record. So go ahead and give us your review of last week.
Yeah, Dave, so I tweeted out four picks on Twitter last week while we were in Las Vegas.
Yep.
And of the four races, one of them was taken off the turf, so really shortened the field. And, you know, my picks, if I pick them for the turf, they're not transferable to the slop. So really, it was three stakes races handicapped. We had a top pick winner that paid $12.20, and we had a top two pick winner that paid $4.20. So two of the three races that the winner was found in our top two picks, and we had a nice juicy $12.20 horse as a top pick. So 360 stakes races handicapped, Dave, 158 top two pick winners, still tracking around 44% of the time. You can find the winner of these stakes races in our top two picks.
All right, that is awesome. Let's keep it going here, and let's go right into the horse nug segment. And like I said, your topic today is layoffs, and I'm always intrigued why horses are laid off. But I mean, there's a lot of good reasons why. But there's obviously a good handicap angle on this when the horse does come back. So, give us your info on that.
Yeah, Dave. So the reason that I put this nugget segment in on layoffs was because of the question that our friend Tim sent us asking me about layoffs. And not so much why horses get laid off. I mean, there's many reasons why horses lay off. Most of it is due to some, either major or minor injury.
Right.
Many times with young horses, it's just to, let them grow and develop. My advice to handicappers is, you know, it's just really important to know those trainers that do really well with horses off long layoffs. Certainly, if you can read workout patterns and you understand what a trainer's really trying to do, you can score some nice scores by betting horses off long layoffs, especially for me if they got a bullet work in their or a good work in their workout sequence. But what I really wanted to talk about was just how do you, once a horse has been off a layoff, when should you start identifying them as a potential play or a wager? And certainly, second off the layoff, third off the layoff, off a layoff are pretty good handicapping angles. And so, one of the questions that Tim had asked me, do I place more importance on second or third off a layoff? Or is it important to consider how a trainer does in those kinds of situations? And certainly for me, I do like the second and third off the layoff handicapping angles, but obviously for me, I prefer when a trainer does well in those situations. I particularly like the third off the layoff angle, and I really like that third off the layoff with a bullet work somewhere in their sequence. And what I mean by that is once the horse has been laid off and has now come back on the racetrack, if there's a bullet work somewhere in the middle of any of those three races, I know that this horse is starting to get itself in shape and in form. And usually you can expect a pretty top performance somewhere in that third, or maybe sometimes even in that fourth off the layoff sequence. I also like third off the layoff if there's a positive post change. I think I may have mentioned it to you. I don't know if I mentioned it on the podcast, but one of my New Year's handicapping resolutions was to take post position changes into consideration more this year. I was actually mentioning to you and to our friend Joe as we were sitting at Red Rock last Saturday that, it makes a difference when a horse has to break from an outside post position,
right.
The extra running a horse has to do, in order to perform should be taken into consideration the horses next time out. So I do look for positive post changes in that second, third, or fourth off the layoff. And certainly I like a jockey change when you get to a high percentage jockey, especially, you know, you get a couple races off the layoff with, you know, kind of a journeyman jockey, and then all of a sudden third off the layoff, the trainer throws up a Johnny Velasquez or a Castellano or somebody like that. You know, this horse is pointed for a, you know, a very solid effort, if not a win. So that's just some commentary there about layoffs, Dave. And, you know, hopefully the cappers on the on this podcast will take it into consideration as they're looking at making their plays today.
Excellent. Excellent. Another great nugget segment. We'll keep them going. Again, let us know if you want to have another best of and tell us all about what you think of our nugget segment as well as the whole show. But let's go right into the handicapping for today. You've got four races, four stakes races at Gulfstream Park. And we're going to start off with the fourth race. Fourth race is a 6-furlong distance. It's the Sunshine Millions Sprint. That's $100,000 for Florida-bred four-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so my top selection in this race is going to be the 7 horse. Let's go with the 7, Sweet on the Ladies. Henry Collazo trains Johnny Velasquez, the jockey. This horse is 8-1 in the morning line, Dave. And right off the bat, we get third off the layoff. You know, certainly concerned that Collazo is, you know, 0-23 at this Gulfstream Park meet. But I do like the jockey change from Manessas to Velasquez. This horse has been raced pretty competitively with some really nice horses. Was in that Vanderbilt and that grade one at Saratoga and ran a nice third to Imperial Hint, who you know is a nice horse. You know, the prohibitive favorite in this race, XY Jet. Talk about that horse in a little bit, but you know, ran a nice third, only 4 lengths off in the in that Smile Sprint at Gulfstream Park last year. But for me, the key here is that we get third off the layoff, we get a, you know, a decent price, John Velasquez, and I think possibly the favorite might be vulnerable. And I think that the, you know, certainly from a buyer speed figure standpoint, I think if this horse can produce something in the mid 90s, might be right there. Also, Dave, I think we might get, we might be able to take advantage of a pace scenario in this race where I think Johnny can just lay off the pace here and maybe take them all down the stretch. So let's make the 7 horse, Dave, Sweet on the Ladies. Our top selection in this fourth race at Gulfstream on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Our second selection will be the 1 horse, XY Jet, Jorge Navarro, the trainer. Esmael Jaramillo is the jockey, 3-5 in the morning line, Dave. Yeah. Jaramillo's been on this horse every time. You know, this horse's record speaks for itself. 12 starts at Gulfstream, 6 wins, 4 seconds, and a third. He has a couple of nice bullet workouts. But, you know, a couple of things I underlined here, Dave. You know, if this horse goes back to 2016 and throws those 105, 108 buyer speed figures, you know, he won't be beaten here. But the last few races, you know, this horse has just been producing buyer speed figures in the upper 90s. And I think there are some horses in here that that could certainly compete at a level where we're talking about a mid or an upper 90s buyer speed figure. So I'm going to try to beat XY Jet today. I think there's some other speed in here that might press the pace, but you know, certainly wouldn't be a surprise to me if XY Jet won. So let's make the 1 horse, Dave, XY Jet, our second selection. And our third,
and with being on there, I'm sorry to interrupt, being on the rail too, isn't that be a little tougher out there?
It is, especially if there's horses on the outside that can push the pace, and there are. But this is a special horse, Dave. I just, you know, it's a 7, you know, one another thing I underlined on my passport. A 7-year-old. Yeah. So you know, at some point, the form is going to start to regress. I'm looking at, you know, and I use the buyer speed figures a lot. You know, I see some regression. And I, you know, I'm not ready to bite 3-5. So
that's to say the odds.
Just not going to do it, but I will, you know, it would, I certainly love XY Jet in my pick threes and my multi-win race wagers, but sure would like to beat this horse with Johnny V drawing a nice outside post position. So Let's make the one horse our second selection here, Dave. Our third and final selection will be the three horse Reason to Soar. Pretty lightly raced 5-year old, not only 9 lifetime starts, but has won 4 of them. Ran second to XY Jet the last time out in that Smile Sprint, and was only short by 2 lengths, Dave. So, you know, who knows? Maybe some improvement here. I'm interested in the fact that George Weaver has put 5 horses out on the track at Gulfstream and won 3 of them. So, well, you know, whatever Weaver's putting in the water of his horses that he's bringing out to Gulfstream, it's working. So we get a, you know, get a nice workout pattern here. We get Jose Ortiz, who's, you know, doing very well at the Gulfstream Park meet. Seems logical to me that we would put the three horse Reason to Soar in our top 3 selections. So, Dave, to summarize Gulfstream Park's 4th race on Saturday today, our selections are 7-1-3.
Okay, let's move on to the 6th race. 6th race is a mile and a 16th on the turf. It's the Sunshine Millions turf, $150,000 purse. It's Florida bred 4-year-olds and upward again. Give us your picks.
My top selection in this race, Dave, going to be the 6 horse. The 6 horse is Class and Cash. Jane Sabelli trains. We got Irad Ortiz as the jockey, 5-2 in the morning line. This horse certainly shows early speed. We get a nice turf rider in Irad, who does very, very well on turf races. You know, he's riding at a 24% clip right now at the Gulfstream Park meet. I certainly have circled and underlined some of these sub 12-second eighths of a mile this horse has raced, and certainly has put in some nice quarter mile bursts of speed as well. When Sabelli and Ortiz get together, they're 28%. So certainly looks like her go-to rider. So I'm going to make the 6 horse, Dave, Class and Cash, our top selection in this 6th race at Gulfstream on Saturday. Our second selection, Dave, will be the 3 horse. The 3 horse is Big Changes. Brad Cox finally puts a horse on the track at the Gulfstream Park meet. Javier Castellanos, the jockey, 8-5 in the morning line. This horse hit in 2018, was on the track 7 times, won 5 of them, and ran second twice. So pretty nice 2018. So this horse is off a little bit of a layoff. Certainly a great turf record, Dave. But, you know, we're talking about a 7-year-old here with an 8-5 morning line. I'm not ready to make this horse my top pick, but I certainly will put this horse in our sequence. So the 3 horse Big Changes is our second selection in this 6th race at Gulfstream on Saturday. And our third and final selection will be the 7 horse, Dave. I'm going to try the 7 horse. He's bankable. Mark Cassie trains. We got Chris Landeros as the jockey. We get 15-1 in the morning line. We get second off a layoff. We get the 4-year-old in the race, Dave. So I know that there's, you know, always some room for improvement here. With a 4-year-old racing against some, you know, some older horses and some, you know, much older horses in some cases, nice turf record, 6 lifetime starts in the turf, 3 wins. So I, you know, think we're going to give this 4-year-old a shot, with some room for improvement at 15-1. We're going to make the 7 horse. He's bankable, our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, our top 3 picks in Gulfstream Park 6th race on Saturday are 6-3-7.
Okay, let's move on to the 10th race. 10th race is a mile and a 16th on the turf. This is the Sunshine Millions Filly and Mayor turf. It's $150,000 for Florida breds, 4-year-olds and upward. And you'll have a daily deal with this with the next race. So give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So that introduction right there is going to get me a text from Nick for sure.
So. We'll get a text. So I fumbled. I'll fully admit my fumbling there.
Don't edit that out. That was beautiful.
Yeah. What do you know?
I love it. Okay, Dave. So in this 10th race on Saturday, my top selection in this 10th race, Dave, going to be the 10 horse. I'm going to go with Southern Sis, Mark Cassie trains. We get Irad again. Irad Ortiz, the jockey, 8-1, the morning line, Dave.
Yeah.
We get a horse with a 357 Tomlinson and, on the turf, and, certainly has shown, an ability to run on that surface. So hold on, Dave. I was just scrolling here for a minute. I want to make sure I've got some stuff circled here. Three wins in nine starts, 3 seconds. I particularly like the fact this horse was on the poly track the last time. And wow, Dave, take a look at that last eighth of a mile, you know, 11.01. Wow. So pretty nice burst of speed here on that Alcala training track. You know, I kind of like the way this is setting up for this horse with a, you know, 10 to 1 in the morning line. I mean, 8 to 1 in the morning line out of the 10 post. I'm going to try this this horse, Southern Sis, as our top selection, Dave. So race 10, mm-hmm. Gulfstream Saturday. Let's make the 10 horse our top selection. Let's make the 8 horse, Mrs. Ramona G, with Jeremiah Engelhart training. Louis Sy is the jockey. 6 to 1 in the morning line. Let's make this 8 horse our second selection, Dave. 6 turf races, 4 wins. This horse was bought for $250,000. So certainly a well-meant horse. We get third off a layoff. Hey, we get third off a layoff with a bullet workout in the sequence. you know, produced 2 back-to-back 83 buyer speed figures. I would expect probably even a better performance from a buyer standpoint in this third off the layoff sequence. So let's make the 8 horse, Mrs. Ramona G, our second selection here in this 10th race at Gulfstream on Saturday. And then our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be, and I think I might have nailed this one wrong in our picks here. So let me go and make sure that I've got the right horses here. Yeah. So this, our third and final selection here, Dave, and I just, in our show notes, just take, it's the 13. I put the 3 in there. So it's the 13, Starship Jubilee. All the way to the end. Kevin Attard trains. We get Javier Castellano as the jockey. 9 to 5 in the morning line, Dave, out of the 13 post. I don't know that I got an appetite for that, but 14 races on the Gulfstream Park turf course, 7 wins. You know, half the time this horse has won on the turf course out at Gulfstream. But tough outside post position. Pretty nice workout, though, there. That 46 and 3 and 4 furlongs, a pretty nice workout. Second out of 108 horses that put in a workout at that distance that day. But this is a tough draw out of this post position. Yeah. And I'm certainly going to put this horse in our multi-win race wagers. But I'm not ready to make this the top pick. So the 13 horse, Dave, not the 3, the 13 Starship Jubilee is our third and final selection in this 10th race at Gulfstream on Saturday. So to summarize, Dave, race 10, Gulfstream Park, Saturday, our selections are 10, 8, 13.
Okay, and we go to the last race of your handicapping for today is the 11th race. It's a mile and an eighth, and it's the Sunshine Millions Classic, $200,000 for 4 Florida bred 4-year-olds and upward, and it's the second leg of that daily double. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so this selection is interesting to me, and it's got a lot of my handicapping angles that I like, so I'm going to be interested to see how this horse actually performs. Going to make the 7 horse Jay's Way. Armando Del Serta is the trainer. Luis Saez is the jockey. This is my price play of the day, 10 to 1 on the morning line. Yep. We get third off the layoff. We get multiple bullet works. We get a horse that showed speed the last 2 times out, speed and fade, which is, you know, from all the handicapping research I've done and use in my handicapping, this is how horses get legged up. We get a horse going turf to dirt. Off the last effort. A lot of things in this sequence that I like, Dave. So I am going to try Jay's Way, the 7 horse, as our top selection in this 11th race at Gulfstream on Saturday. Our second selection, Dave, we're going to go all the way to the rail. We're going to take the 1 horse, Dalmore, Anthony Cortolaro. They did that pretty good.
Yeah.
Irad Ortiz, the jockey, 4 to 1 in the morning line. We get speed in the rail with Irad. If you take a look at the little track pattern there up at the top, Dave, this race starts right on the turn. So a horse with speed in the rail is going to have a very advantageous position here. It would not surprise me at all if Irad was able to wire the field with this 1 horse. So we're going to make the 1 horse Dalmore. our second selection, and our third and final selection, Dave, going to be the 8-horse. Let's go with Super Tap It. Mark Cassey trains Johnny Velasquez, the jockey, 2-1 in the morning line. You know, the big thing for me here is the you know, Johnny Velasquez angle. This horse, you know, drew off the last time as a very short favorite with Velasquez. Velasquez and Cassie have done very well at this Gulfstream Park meet, 57%. So that, what is that, 4 out of 7 times Cassie's used, yeah, Velasquez has won. And you know, a larger body of work overall in 2018-19, Velasquez rides at a 24% clip for Cassie. So, you know, Mark does really well when he uses Johnny on his horses. So let's make the 8-horse, Dave, Super Tap It, as our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, the 11th race at Gulfstream Park today, our selections are going to be 7, 1, 8.
All right, so let's wrap things up. That was a great show. Make sure, of course, you're visiting our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. You go there, you'll listen to anything you want to know about us. Go to our website. Make sure you're following us on Twitter at offthechartshr. Any race day changes, podcasting updates, maybe some other picks Steve might have, he'll tweet them out there. And if you have any questions, please send us an email, questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. Definitely also let us know what your thoughts were about the NUG segment. We really would like to hear from you. With that, any closing comments?
No, Dave, you know what? One of the things I wanted to do today was just give a shout out to our friend Charlie, who sends us emails every week and really follows our picks and is really nice about congratulating us when we have a good day. And, you know, I've been sending him the past performances on Saturdays so he can follow along with us. And, you know, he's not in the best of health. So, you know, Charlie, you know, thanks for sending all that feedback to us. And we hope you get better. Hopefully one of these days you'll be able to join us out at Trackside for a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, I second that. Hopefully, Charlie, you get better. We miss having the fun with you. Keep those comments coming. We like to hear from you. We appreciate it. So with that, we'll close this up. Thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.